One of our favorite places to shoot Texans 360, the Go Texans store here at NRG Stadium. They've got everything you need if you're a Houston Texans fan, and I know you are. Also, if you're a Texans fan, I know you're aware of the quarterback battle between Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. Everybody's been talking about it. But what about the other guy, Tom Savage, drafted in the fourth round last year, played a bit in that Colts game up there late last season? Well, he's entering year two, and he's ready for action.
Really just kind of familiarizing myself with this offense and really just trying to put some work in and grasp it. So if my time ever does come again, I'll be ready.
Bill was impressed with the way you've approached the first couple of practices. How would you assess your first reps out there that you've been getting?
I think I have a lot to work on, but at the same time, I'm coming in early and kind of trying to put as much work in as I can and hopefully just keep growing.
What's the biggest difference between last year and this year? I mean, as you come back here?
I think this year I kind of developed more of a routine in how I prepare for practice and everything. And I think that's helped a lot.
What's it been like being in that room with Ryan and with Brian, getting up some tips from them too, and just all of you guys competing against one?
It's awesome. I mean, you want to talk about a competitive room, it's pretty fun to be around, and that's what we want. I mean, that's makes the team better, and everyone's just kind of striving to be the starter and just keep competing. It helped a lot. I mean, it's obviously last year I was kind of swimming in it, and I'm not saying that it's easy now. I'm still trying to put the work in and still trying to grasp a lot of knowledge out of this offense, but at the same time, it's been good so far. Year two, I mean, I think it's been a pretty big difference for myself, just confidence standpoint and being around the guys and understanding the schemes and what we're trying to do.
With the way O'Brien's got the reps set up, it's convenient that you talked about how you've had a lot of reps this year.
Yeah.
And the change of pieces, I also want to piggyback on that. How difficult is it now with Nate Washington, Cecil Shorts, the younger receivers coming in for you to get on the same page with them?
Well, I think especially this offseason we put in a lot of work together. All the quarterbacks, I mean, we've all taken reps with them, and that's the biggest thing, because once preseason comes around, you don't know who you're going to be in there with. So you got to really get as many reps as you can with everybody. And I think we've been doing a good job after practice kind of getting together and doing it.
Brian Hoyer last week said that he's been a year one guy in the system. He's been a year two guy in the system. So he sort of knows what you've been going through. Can you share any advice or words of wisdom that you've
he's been, obviously he's played in the system before and he's doing a really good job. He obviously comforted me a lot. I mean, talking about how he was the same way his first year to year two and how it got to keep getting better and keep improving, and that's what coaches want to see.
How much slower are 7-on-7s for you right now in your mind? How much has it slowed down?
I mean, it has, definitely. I think this year I actually know what's going on out there. I know the routes instead of dropping back, figuring out what everyone's doing at the same time and then trying to figure out what the defense is doing. I think it's more just playing the game and trying to put the ball in those guys' hands.
Film help you with that, or is it just experience when it comes to practice?
I think both. I think this year I'm putting a lot more work in with the film aspect of it. Last year I was just trying to study the plays and figure out what everyone's doing, where everyone's supposed to be. And now that I know that, I think being able to understand tendencies and still got to anticipate things better and throw the ball quicker. But like I said, I'm just trying to keep growing.
When were you finally able to nail down that routine? Bill says you come in at 5:30 in the morning, one of the first guys here. So when did you finally lock in on that?
I think just this offseason, you know, last year it was a privilege to be on this team, and I realized that not a lot of teams keep three quarterbacks, you know, and I think you really got to earn your spot in this league especially, and it's can't take anything for granted. So I'm going to really control what I can control, and if that's being the first one in here, then that's what I'm going to do. And like I said, and kind of lets me get in the right direction for the day. Keep doing the same thing every day.
Generally, people are talking about Hoyer and Mallett for the job. But in your head, when you're out there, are you competing for whatever happens on that field?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I've been in that position last year where, I mean, guy breaks his leg, Mallett gets hurt, and you get thrown in there with the dogs. And I don't want to do what I did last year. You know, I want to be able to go out there and help the team, because I've been in that locker room when the guys won the last game and it was all up to another team, and that's what coach says. We don't want to put anything in anybody else's hands. We want to be able to win and keep playing. And yeah, so.
Did you kind of have a mind change this offseason or even coming into OTAs and you know, workouts with these guys that, I mean, not that you're going to take it more seriously, but it's another stage right now?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's especially for younger guys, and I don't think I realized it last year, but And I try and emphasize to the rookies now, I mean, it's a catch-up game. It's not really like we come in here and we're as good as these people. We understand what's going on. It's full-blown catch-up. You got to try and catch up to everybody. That includes, I mean, whoever, Dwayne Brown. I mean, he's been in the league for a really long time. So you got to be able to go out there and you got to be able to go out there and show them that you can be in there and kind of take control and be out there with them.
There's Tom Savage, one of three quarterbacks duking it out for the Houston Texans right now. Think about this. Last year at this time, they had four quarterbacks. None had any experience in this Bill O'Brien offensive system. Now you have three quarterbacks who all have experience in the system. That's a good thing. Another good thing is J.J. Watt wearing a microphone in front of the fans and his fellow Texans players at his charity softball game. It's all happening next on Texans 360.